A few days back, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni hinted that it would be handy if cannabis was legalized. Then his office would be able to tap on some much-needed tax revenue from it. Pouncing onto the minister's tweet, agricultural economist Wandile Sihlobo, who has written time and again about the potential growth industry this could be in South Africa, again wrote up a piece this week reminding us of the fundamental pillars of the cannabis market. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Wandile Sihlobo, agricultural economist at AgBiz. Thanks very much, Wandile, for joining us. So ideally, in the South African context, what cannabis industry should we be looking to cultivate? Because in talking about this area, there is concern, of course, about people becoming addicted to the stuff and the social implications that would have and so on.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I think on that one, last year's judgment by Judge Zondo already deals with that matter, because now it has been decriminalized for personal use. So people can still deal with that. But where I think what we are missing out is on the broader context in the market at which the minister was referring to, where industrial side of the cannabis sector, and also around the medicinal side, where I think that's where we can actually get the taxes. Because only allowing it for personal use, you don't really gain much. But obviously, trading for leisure would also still be one of the areas where South Africa could get some bit of an income. But I think we're talking a lot about what could possibly be happen or what we could possibly get here without actually laying down some of the fundamentals. There's a lot of work that needs to be done on setting regulation, production conditions, just laying out the testing ground for the market on what will actually be happening. And I think we should be putting on more pressure and more effort on that side to get the market ready.
So what are the fundamental pillars that we need to fulfill in South Africa to be able to get started, build the industry, create jobs and earn revenue and pay tax, as the finance minister would like, in those sectors that you've identified?
I think the key things that I need to build on, Nombo, is this issue of first setting up a policy. Because as we speak now, I mean, cannabis is still seen or regarded as a drug, not as yet as a plant. So working on a regulation and reclassifying it to be an agricultural crop, and also setting up the policy of how should the production as well as the trading of that actually go about. And also on the taxation side, we say, yes, we can get tax from these businesses, but we haven't thought thoroughly on how that would actually go about. Lab testing, compliance issues, even on the production and the cultivation side, and more education is needed. So I think going back on the drawing board and say, ideally, if you are introducing a new agricultural crop, these are the certain number of standards that we need to do. And South Africa should be looking into that. Because the market broadly on its own, I mean, the value is there, is expected to continue to grow. You've seen the studies coming out of Barclays and many people that have looked on this. They're looking at it with optimism, despite the declines in prices over the past few months. The long-term outlook is feel as positive. But let's get the regulation, the production conditions in place.
So you indicate that a number of government departments are including cannabis in their master development plans. But one of the things that lets us down here in South Africa is lots of plans, but little execution. I mean, if we look at the Eastern Cape, for example, where there's been much official talk there about exploiting cannabis, what's been the reality to date?
Yeah, I mean, on the Eastern Cape side, you're right, there is a potential. But to date, again, it links back to the broader national side, where we say there's not clear regulation in so far as good. But putting it on the master plan as well is a good thing, because now it forces us to confront some of these questions which we're not really asking. Because if you were to look back from now, last year, the year before that in South Africa, we wrote and talked a lot about what could be the possibility in terms of jobs, but not what needs to be done on putting the regulations in place. Right now, for example, for all of those who are getting the licenses, it ranges as high as prices that are around about 300,000. So for those prices to acquire the license, small-scale farmers in the Eastern Cape will be excluded to that market. So being conscious of all of those dynamics of South Africa and thinking about it inclusively will require all of those dynamics. And I think that on the master plans this time around, they might actually see some bit of implementation. And the agricultural ones, for example, that I am partially involved in, I think that we are in the right path so far.
So you quote the New Frontier Data Studies caution that policymakers and regulators who fail to recognize Council fully appreciate the why and the hows for establishing the fundamental elements of the cannabis industry, whichever one you decide to go for, can jeopardize the project of creating a viable industry. Perhaps you can just try and break down what that means and what would be the best way for policymakers to proceed.
Yeah, I mean, on a South Africa case, the whole taking the cannabis and mixing it up on a broader agricultural sector, for example, one of the key questions that we are dealing with when we're looking at the rural economy is this twin challenge of low economic activity in the rural side of South Africa and high unemployment. Then now, when you're thinking about cannabis, you're thinking about it adding to already existing agricultural activities in the country that you want to broaden. So the key goal should really getting this industry going, generating some economic value for those communities, and also some bit of a job creation on it. That means then when you are writing your policies or when you are writing your regulation, you have to be cognizant of all both of those things by allowing it the barriers to entry to be relatively low for people to be able to get in, but also what gets to be produced to be of ultimate standards that is demanded by the world, because the world doesn't need all of the cannabis that people produce. There's all sorts of classes that people might be interested in. Or maybe we are interested in South Africa on growing hemp, which will be going on a textile industry. I think being clear on that and also setting now the regulation for the entire value chain, because here we are introducing a new plant and its value chain in South Africa is not as advanced as what you would find in Canada and other places. Mm. And I think that's where even the jobs will come about, Nombu. And I think thinking about it in that context is what could bring a little bit of an extra value to South Africa and its rural economy.
Mm. So Wandile, you've hinted that you've written a book about cannabis. Presumably it's going to stimulate the mind. When can we get our hands on a copy?
Cannabis is part of the chapters. The book is coming out at the beginning of April, published by Penn Macmillan. So I think it would be on the first days of April. My publisher doesn't finalize the date. It will be out on that time. And obviously the book covers a wide range of South Africa's agriculture, land story, jobs in agriculture. And I think that maybe people might find value in some of that.
Hmm. Well, that's going to be one to watch. Thank you so much, Wandile, for your time as always. Wandile Sihlobo, he's agricultural economist at AgBiz.